questions for Mike?
I want to start by just asking you about the game in general and how intensive was the whole one game that late. Those teams were going as well.
It was a heck of a baseball game. Everybody got the chance to watch. Two really good teams going at each other. Hard fought the whole way. You know, no quarter was taken, no quarter was given, really. I can capture the whole game if you want, but just in general, you know, hard fought game. You know, dangerous guys on both sides. Kept them at bay, kept us at bay, and then, you know, one swing of the bat dictated the night.
It was
a part of it. Gio, we wanted him in the middle part of the order, double switched him in, came out and had a nail issue that prevented him from going back out. Appreciate the way he went through the eighth, again, heart of the order, came in, it's been a recurring thing with some of our guys. And so we sent him back out knowing he wasn't going to pitch. And then we know they're going to burn. We make them burn a guy with the Lux. And, we got McFarland in there, keep him in the ground. You know, it's uncomfortable bats. We know they're going to go to Albert and Souza. But we wanted a guy that's going to, you know, be around the plate and on the plate. Got through those two guys, and Bellinger got away from us. And at that point, you know, it's not a Taylor's really good against lefties. He's not a guy that's on the ground a lot. We got a guy with swing and miss stuff. We got a guy that, a little higher strikeout against righties. So we got, an advantage. First couple sliders were, really good. Swings we were expecting, and then he got one he could put a swing on. That was the game.
Mike, what's the feeling like for Alex right now, who's had such a great year coming back and was so strong for you for so much of the season?
I'm sure, we got a clubhouse full of guys that are hurting, Alex included. You know, this team didn't come here just to play. This team came here to win and move on and take down our 12th World Championship. So, that was the investment of our group since day one of spring training. So it hurts, Alex is hurting. When I talked to him about and gave him a big hug, like I did everybody on the club, was we're not here without Alex Reyes. We're just not, And he had his bumps and made adjustments second half, got some huge outs for us. Obviously, in the first half, set a major league record for 24 consecutive saves. Made a little adjustment in the second half of the season, but came up huge for us, was multiple times. The first one comes up in New York, extra innings. I mean, this guy's pitched really well for us right here towards the end. And, he's hurting. I just told him, hey, man, you walk out with your head up. You got a lot to be pleased about with this year. Similar message to the club. You got a lot to be feel good about, and you got a reason to hurt too. And, I'm not going to take away the hurt because the hurt is what motivates you to move forward. And I don't want that hurt to overcome either, because there's too many positive things happening with Alex and this club to walk out with anything but their head up.
Mike, how much does this one game that requires so much tenacity and so much grit that your team has displayed all season long kind of play into wrapping it up all in one game?
Yeah, I said right before the game, our team's got guts, man. Our team's talented. I want to represent this team as just a team of guts and grit and all the positive things that you can say about makeup and perseverance and persistence and belief in yourself and belief in your brother. So that's all important too. It's also a talented club that, once we got healthy and got the parts in the right place, feel like we obviously compete with anybody. And it's on display tonight. This is what this team does. It plays their tail off, plays smart. It plays hard. There's a lot of good winning plays that took place on both sides of the ball. And, we played a really good team and fought, scratched, and called. Held everything together in a tough environment, which I love. Our guys, there's not one guy on our club that, I felt like reacted to an environment that was, actually we loved it. Loved the fact that it was, however many people were in the yard tonight, 50,000 or so. Pretty big old stadium here you got here. and getting after and enjoying it, and you know, but not one guy backed down from any of it. Everybody just played, and that's a great sign of a winning players and winning team. Just came up short.
Mike, did you think you had chances there earlier in this game? The number of times your leadoff guy, number two guy, got on base to kind of make this game tight?
Oh, we had our chances. Yeah, for sure, we had our chances. You know, thought we did a good job. Obviously, in the first, you know, we were opportunistic at every turn, pretty much like we were all season. You know, we get there, and right off the bat, we take advantage of it. And you know, Eddie reads the ball, the base running was big for us right in the first. You know, we get a bag, you read a ball in the dirt, got a 1-0 game, took a couple, you know, bag later, did all the little things. But we had opportunities. You know, we put a lot of good at-bats on Scherzer, you know, and got him out of there in before he could complete the fifth. So we got in their bullpen, which is really good, as we know. You know, I mean, it's a good club. And by the way, congratulations to the Dodgers. You know, good for, you know, congratulations. But, you know, we took great at-bats against Scherzer, had some chances later in the game, just couldn't get that proverbial big hit to give us that lead. Not necessarily. You know, we were going back and forth, you know, always, you know, get Yachty's feedback, especially with Waino. Trust Waino. We talked to her before the game. Some of you guys and ladies have asked about what he, you know, what's great about him. There's a lot of great things about Adam Wainwright, but one thing is he gets better as the game goes. And, you know, early in the game, he was feeling for his stuff and still made pitches. Got the big double play ball on Turner. You know, that was huge. You know, you trust a guy like that. And then he goes back out. You know, he's got a little higher pitch count. He's got some rest behind him. You know, obviously, he's taking the ball a lot this year. We weren't necessarily going hitter to hitter, but, you know, Justin Turner got him earlier in the game. And frankly, you know, that was a matchup that I didn't particularly like. For him because he's not a high ground ball guy, and so, you know, went out, you know, he gets Mookie, and then you know, he walks Trey. You know, at that point, but the fifth, he earned a six, because the fifth he started to hit a stride, quick inning, everything was crisper. But, you know, as soon as Trey got on, just, and I don't think it was the most popular decision. And probably made for good TV, but made the decision. You know, fresh arm, get him in there on, get Willie on Justin, and, you know, got out of it, got a clean seventh. So typically, you know, ride with Waino, but just felt like at that point he had almost emptied his tank, and, you know, got a different guy on him. But I thought Adam was tremendous, and you know. Came up after me, goes, I could have got out of it too. And I said, oh, I believe you, Waino. There's no question about it. But he gave me a big hug. And so, anyway, I thought Adam was fantastic in a big moment.
How that fifth goes is really awesome.
Yeah, the fifth was clean. The fifth was clean. And, you know, again, big game pitcher, let him go out. You know, you can take an at bat, give you quality at bat, send him out for the sixth. You know, like I said, you know, as soon as he walks Trey, that was it for me, but went with a fresh arm.